Okie dokie.
Okay.
So, to start off with, I am Sage. I've been working on sort of making this little orientation thing for students getting used to Wikipedia. And
can you just tell me a little bit about sort of your background with Wikipedia?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I've always, like, I mean, I'm from the generation where Wikipedia was, like, has almost always been around, so, for me, it's one of those things where whenever, like, I need to look something up, like, the first place I go is Wikipedia, and, I guess my background in terms of, like, academics, I've always, you know, pretty much been told that Wikipedia, like, isn't something that you really want to be using for academics, so, like, I've never, like, you know, cited it as, you know, academic literature, but it's more just been kind of my own intellectual curiosity, but then, like, you know, for this class I'm taking right now, you know, one of our assignments is to actually contribute a Wikipedia article. So this is the first time that I've really, like, you know, approached Wikipedia from an academic standpoint.
Yeah. So, have you ever contributed to Wikipedia before?
I have not, no. This will be the first time that I'm actually doing it. Mm-hmm.
And you've already now gone through a little bit of introduction to Wikipedia in class, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you already have a pretty good basic understanding of how Wikipedia works in terms of how it's created, that sort of thing?
I mean, I guess the basics, like, you know, in terms of the, you know, it is people are actually contributing, but I guess I wasn't, like, too familiar with, like, how an editing process goes, like, you know, how easy it is to actually submit. So, I mean, I guess basics of, like, how the system works, yeah, but not really the details of, like, what actually goes into everything.
Okay, cool. So I'm about to send you a link. And after you open that up, then I'd like you to do screen share. So screen share with whatever window that opens up in, so that I can make the recording of sort of your interaction with the training system.
Cool. So do you want me to start screen sharing now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
You see, is everything working?
Yep.
Okay. So, right, just start the training right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, do you want me to be, like, kind of talking, like, as I go through, or?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if anything sort of jumps out at you as just you don't like it, or anything that, you know, you think is sort of not necessary, or anything that you think, like, there's not enough detail here, or you're confused, anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess, like, looking at the top, like, right here, like, is this, like, can, like, be, like, progressing through, like, I was kind of, like, don't really know what this thing is right here, like, it's just, like, the titles and...
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's just the titles there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, just I like the overview before you even start getting into it. I guess some people, like, in terms of, like, this, like, idea that it doesn't happen in a vacuum, I don't know if everyone would understand what that means. Like, I kind of have to stop and think about, like, that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit start the training again?
You can just press back on your browser.
Okay. And then you go.
Yeah,
and
so...
forward again.
Yeah, you understand how that works. The menu is just basically the place to get back to the list of all
how you can navigate all the different modules. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. that all makes sense.
Okay.
Lots of little tabs and like little bits of information. I guess that probably makes more sense than like having it all on one, since you have to like keep reading and keep pushing the arrows.
Yeah, the basic idea is just to make it very structured and give people just a little bit at a time. There is so much about Wikipedia, right? It's like in a lot of ways pretty complicated, and so that is a huge issue, is just being overwhelmed when you get started about like all the different things. So, you know, when you have a huge page of detailed information, then it just sort of all tunes out and you don't get very much from it a lot of times.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Personal code is nice. So we actually like got all this like when we like in our class and we started talking about editing a Wikipedia article, we got like the whole idea about like the five pillars and stuff like that.
Yeah. How long did you spend on that?
Probably just a few minutes. It was more like a handout that we were expected to read and kind of understand before we started working on it.
Okay.
And it was just, I think one of the main things that they stress is that about the neutral point of view. You know, and that you're not trying to argue anything that is really supposed to be informative. So that second pillar was one of the ones that we stressed really strongly in my class.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like that it's broken down. I like the picture of the pillars. At first I was like, why is there like a random Greek building? Oh. Makes sense. I'll, like, the disclaimer is, I feel like it's pretty important. So, I mean, it's like, I know, like, for us, like, I know when we're doing this project, we can contribute a new article or revise an edited version. And, like, it's like, we, like, went and found one that, like, might need to be edited. Like, I found an article that had, like, one reference for the entire thing. So it's just, like, stressing that is really good, too.
Yeah. So have you already started working on your article?
So we submitted our like proposed topics last week or 2 weeks ago, and then we have our proposal of like how we actually want to edit it and what we want to include and like how we want to use our sources. So that's due this week.
Okay.
It'll be this is the week we actually start like thinking about how we're going to kind of put it into an actual article.
Right.
is this something that's required? This isn't required for anyone to start editing, right? This is just like an orientation that's optional for people to do.
Yeah, and we're thinking that there may be some classes that will require it for the students.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a new thing that we just sort of put together for helping orient students who are doing Wikipedia for class. So you're sort of beta testing this whole thing.
Cool. And so these little things right here, do they link to like other things or?
Yeah, they link to like the official like policy and guideline pages on those topics. So like much more detail if there's some sort of particular thing you wanted to dive into there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you want me to go watch the video?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
I mean, kind of treat this like you would if you were doing it on your own. So if you find the video not useful or, like, just you don't want to watch it, then that's fine.
Okay.
And just kind of explain your thinking behind that.
Sure. Yeah. See, at this point, I would probably would have paused it because, like, I think I got the gist of it just from reading the little blurbs about it.
Okay.
So I probably would have stopped there and moved on.
Sure.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Did you go over the no original research? See.
Yeah, I went through that.
In class, they sort of that was.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh no, in class I didn't really stress it, but I think it was assumed. I mean, it wasn't something that necessarily stressed.
Okay.
But I mean, like, I think our professor. You know, stress that, you know, you're getting everything you have, like, everything that you're citing, everything that you're including is from, like, you know, actual material. Like, you're not just, like, posting links. You're not, like, doing your own stuff. Like, you're, like, because for our proposed topics, we had to submit, like a couple of paragraphs about, like, why we wanted the topic, why we think it needs to be edited, and we had to list, like, 5 to 10 references.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was grading on, like, one of those, like, academic, you know, books and articles and scholarly journals. Like, that was part of our, you know, proposal to have stuff like that.
Sure.
these pictures are funny. Is this supposed to be like he's asking and she's answering?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess right here, like, if someone's just starting to go through the presentation, they may not really know what a sandbox is or what it does, so I don't know if this could be a place that you could, like, provide a link to actually talk about sandboxes.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. And were you already familiar with the idea of a sandbox?
Kind of. And, like, we made it. And then, like, so when we created our articles, or we created our account information, like, on our pages, like, we put a link to the sandbox, but then it actually told us what it is or what we actually do with it.
Okay. You already created an account, right?
Yeah, I already made one. Well, that would help in explaining what a sandbox is.
Yeah, we actually had some more stuff about sandboxes in more detail that we took out because it didn't really fit cleanly anywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess, like, just, like, providing a link or having this video there for if people want to have more, like, information about it than they can, but it makes sense, like, not to have it as, like, one of the main things going through.
Yeah, that was the idea. Now, have you already done some of this sort of basic editing practice stuff, like,
not figure really, out how to do another format? I haven't really done too much editing.
Okay.
It's, like, so the way that our assignment's broken up is, like, we have a ton of different deadlines, so it's, like, every week we, like, do, like, something new for the project, so it's, like, you know, like, we, like, start doing, like, editing, like, we, like, do it all, like, in a process instead of, like, doing everything at once, so it kind of breaks it up across the whole semester.
Yeah.
So many arrows. what makes sense. So for these, like, it's all about citing sources, all on videos, or other places where it's like written up, you know, like. I guess for me, like,
so the next the next page has a short written summary of it. Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I guess for me, like, when I'm doing through like, these types of orientations, like, I tend to just like go through and like read over this instead of like watching someone else know how to do it, because I feel like. You know, if you, like, tech savvy or have done any kind of, like, programming before, like, know what it is, like, it may be different from Wikipedia, but, like, just, like, seeing a page that looks like this is really enough for me to, like, know how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess, like, maybe, I would probably have been looking for that before the video and, like, so, like, you know, have something like this. This is, like, you know, for further clarification. Like, I think it was, like, that on one of the other ones. Like, you can watch the video after. Like,
yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I should move this to before those videos.
Yeah, because like, I probably would have looked for this before the videos, and like since it wasn't there, I probably would have watched the whole video and then like gotten here and been like, oh, there's like a 4-bullet summary of it. So
yeah, so I mean, this part of it, this basically covers the first video roughly, and then the second video is about sort of the. Little gadget way to do it, so with like a little pop-up where you know can input into a form all the information about your sources that sort of, you know, it's important to sort of just know what you're looking for in terms of the basic structure of the reference tags.
Sure.
But then the other way is actually kind of the more useful way for unless you just sort of think in wiki code, which some people do.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess, like, maybe just make that clear about, like, what each video is instead of just having, like, part one and part two. You know, maybe it's, like, this is, like, the basics, but, like, if you're interested in, like, you know, doing it, you know, in this way, you know, watch this video.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably how, like, it would have appealed to me the most. Oh, there you go. Now I have the sandboxes.
Yeah. We took out the video on sandboxes.
Yeah, okay. I guess since for me, I've already created a sandbox, like, and I feel like, going through training, I probably wouldn't have, like, opened it up and, like, started playing around with it. I'm like, oh, I know how to do it. I'll do it later.
Yeah. I thought about having this be more, more structured, more tied into, like, kind of holding people's hand through their own sandbox, but that didn't seem... That seemed like a little bit of overkill.
Yeah, because, like, if you...
But the downside is that a lot of people will sort of skip it over and assume that they, you don't know what they're doing, but then they'll come back and get confused at some point later.
If anything, like, you could always include, like, a little box, like, that allows some... I don't know how it is, like, if it's, like, feasibility, but, like, include a box that, like, allows someone to, like, practice, like, typing in the code if they want to and, like, have it pop up and, like, not necessarily them to their own sandbox, just, like, give them an opportunity to practice if they want to. Of course, at the same time, the people that would want to do that would probably open up their sandbox anyway, so.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I mean, there's sort of very limited things that you can do with embedding that kind of interactive content in a Wikipedia page.
That's what I was thinking. That last point was interesting about like doing your edits as you go. Makes sense.
Yeah, it can be big trouble if someone, you know, like spends their entire semester like working on a total rewrite of some article, and then sort of at the very last minute they just switch out what they did for, you know, what other people have been working on in the main sort of Wikipedia page for it. It's very likely to just end up with their work kind of being, you know, changed back and not having any impact.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, I probably wouldn't have watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
So again, like, I probably wouldn't have watched the video for that thing.
Right.
Just because, like, there had already been a couple of pages on it, so I feel like I kind of understood what watches were and what they were for.
Yep.
I guess, like, that's what I'm thinking, like, and, like, what all this has to do with editing, you know, and, like, I feel like it's fun, but, like, right now, if I'm, like, trying to learn how to edit, like, why, like, the videos pop up here.
Yeah.
And I know that, I think this is already one of the videos, but it's not, like, something else that, I don't know how it is, like, just, like, you know, being, like, IT tutorials do that, where, like, when you're talking about, you know, the small box beneath the edit window, then, like, you would have, like, a picture, like, right here of, like, what that box looks like, and what the screen would look like if you were editing it. So I know screenshots can also be really helpful when you're, like, talking about things like this.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
You know, I mean, cause, like, there's something else, like, that the picture would be, like, useful for, but, like, you know, like, there might be, like, a more useful picture than just, like, having a picture of someone, like, who's, like, part of the Wikipedia community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This flowchart's a little bit complicated. Right here, like, there's no things where, like, if I, like, had time and I was just, like, hanging out, I might have watched it, but, like, when I'm on a time train, I probably wouldn't watch this.
Yeah.
But it's fun having, like, fun things there. That makes sense. I guess one thing is, like, looking at it, like, in between the good choice and not such a good choice, like, for the good choice, you, like, explicitly say, like, do this or don't do that one. For this one, like, can be a little bit unclear, because, like, you say, like, not such a good choice, but then, like, you just kind of go straight into that, and it says, like, trying to improve articles on very broad topics. Like, I don't know if it's worth it being, like, don't try to improve articles on this, like, you know, like, don't try to improve, and, like, being, like, specific about, like...
Right, so, so at each line, kind of reemphasize the context of these are probably not what you want to do.
Yeah, so it's, like, halfway through this, like, I was, like, wait a second, are these, like, good or bad? Like, and I had to, like, look back up, so maybe just, like, emphasizing for everyone, like, don't do that.
Okay, yeah, that's, that makes sense.
I guess I did as a,
yeah, I just noticed that. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, like, right here there's a period, so maybe you would switch those two.
Yeah.
I guess this isn't, I don't really know, like, what this means right here, like, but by being, like, dot, 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 it's not attainable, like, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's, like, literally the last entry on the checklist for a perfect article. Like, you know, it lists all of these characteristics that are sort of what the ideal Wikipedia article is supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea here is just to, you know, let the person know that even though there are all these sort of rules and conventions and guidelines for
like the perfect, like,
how you're supposed to do it.
Perfect.
Yeah, like, you don't need to be totally intimidated by that, because you can actually, like, that it leads into the next slide where it's like, actually, you know, most articles start off pretty humbly and they have sort of an evolution over time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Are there places, like, those, like, three things, places, like, to find those outside of this orientation, like, after I click that button, like, are they somewhere else on Wikipedia?
There are a lot of different places on Wikipedia, and probably your course page, should list, like, some of the ones that are more relevant to your class. But not necessarily.
Yeah.
So I mean the help link in the sidebar there. Sort of takes you to the main help portal where you can like do a search for help on just about any topic.
Citing books. Okay. Because I feel like whenever I'm like going through this orientation, like I would read it and be like, okay, cool, but I can actually in 2 months from now when I'm writing my article, like I'm gonna want to be able to refer back to those again.
Yeah.
Do you want me to fill this out?
If you want to. If you do, you might want to log in first.
Yeah. I mean, I can probably tell you, I've gone through most of, what I liked and didn't like and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it okay if I skip over it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Cool. So, what next?
Do you have any other thoughts about, sort of how it was overall? Were missing that you're still anxious about before you get into your main Wikipedia work or what?
I mean, I think it was a really solid overview. I feel like it definitely helped with with the editing and what the actual goal is and how to come up with something. For me, it was a really thorough orientation and it's definitely a lot more thorough than any kind of professor would want to go to in class. I think it was definitely really valuable.
Okay. And your sort of inclination would have been actually to skip every single video.
I mean, I think for me, most of them were if you want to learn more about this topic, a lot of those I probably would have skipped. The ones about editing and citing sources, I may have watched those ones for me were probably going to be a lot more useful. I opened up and watched a couple minutes of one of them and the first 30 seconds of one. So it's I can get the idea of what it was talking about. But I probably would have skipped over the learn more about watch lists and learn more about talk pages.
There's the first four videos, which are, the neutral point of view one that you watched about 30 seconds of, and then the basic editing one, and then the two citing sources ones. Four are the only ones where it kind of frames it you should watch this, this is watching this is the next step, and then all the others are framed if you want to learn more about this you can watch this, and so those are the ones where it has text on the same page as the video that kind of leads you to say, oh, I don't really want to go into more detail about this.
Yeah, which is why I started the neutral point of view, and I probably would have stopped there because I had already read a lot about it. The editing, I probably would have finished watching, and then the citing sources, I probably would have watched it, but I guess I was kind of trying to figure out where the information was. It's when you and I were talking, I probably would have definitely watched at least the first citing sources one.
Mm-hmm.
I did get that sense that you were framing them as you should watch this. I don't know if you want to be any more explicit, it'd be a good idea to watch these instead of if you want more information. I don't know if it's worth it, framing it with actual words or whether just implying by not having anything on there that you should watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't want this to be something that's unpleasant for people, and if sort of Wikipedia is all based on voluntary contributions anyway,
sure.
Aside from, when students are forced to make their contributions for their grade.
So
it's kind of, forcing people to sit through videos when that's sort of not how they want to learn is not something we really want to do. But on the other hand, at least those very beginning topics of there's something to be gained from just actually sitting down and going through that before you get started.
Yeah, yeah, which is why, I mean, like, I probably would have watched more of them, like, had it been just me on the training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. This was really helpful.
No problem. My pleasure.
Good luck on your assignment.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, if so, as you go through the, as you go through your term and, like, do, you know, the various stages of your assignment,
yeah.
If you sort of reflect back on this and say, like, oh, now I realize that, you know, it really would have helped if I'd have known this.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. Or, like, you know, any sort of updated thoughts that you have about this based on the rest of your semester, mm-hmm. Please email me if you like.
Yeah, for sure. I will do that.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you very much. Good meeting you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.